your determination, of course, for you to get there, you're going to have the support of all your colleagues. So do you agree with the Prime Minister when he says, I think too many people in Whitehall are comfortable in the tepid bath of managed decline? Is he right?
Well, I think my experience of the civil service in the 5 months I've been in office is I have come across some of the most dedicated, committed, professional people I have ever worked with. He's not wrong, but I think we have to ask the civil service to do things differently. We have to take the civil service with us on a journey to do government in a slightly different way. And that's partly about being very clear on achievable but very stretching targets and milestones. We've got to gear the system up to be willing to deliver on the scale of ambition that we want to see to ensure that working people across the country feel that change.
Right.
But we've also got to do government differently. I was asked on a couple of other programmes this morning about the construction capacity problems that we're facing in terms of building those 1.5 million. We've got to do government differently. That isn't an MHCLG problem. That cuts across the Department for Education, Department for Work and Pensions, Department for Business. We've got to break down silos in government. And I think, therefore, we have got to say to the civil service, we want to do things a bit differently, and you'll have to come on that journey with us.
So none of your colleagues in your particular government department are in a tepid bath?
I haven't experienced any particular civil servants in a tepid bath of declinism. They share our ambition. They are working absolutely flat out to make the changes to the planning system that we've already taken forward, and they'll continue to do that. They share our ambition, but we have got to gear the system up to meet the scale of the challenges that we face across the board.